Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Are you ready for this on Wild Wednesday? Gifts of Online Dating Part 3 with life coach Monique Morimoto. Guess what? Gifts of Online Dating Part 3. Monique is one of the most sought-after coaches on the planet right now, not just because of her just incredible ability to help people move through things, but her work is quite profound. It isn't your traditional coaching, so to speak. She also works with beautiful, beautiful, majestic horses and helping people heal many things. We started this online dating series a bit ago, and now we're into part three. It's a good time to finish it up. I don't know how much information we're going to get from her about her journey with online dating. I don't know how much you're going to get from me with my journey, but I have learned a ton. Monique, thank you so much for joining us here today. What a ride, sister!
Thanks, Dr. Pat. It's great to be back. And it is quite a wild ride. You really have to know what you're getting into when you start this online dating thing.
Well, now there is an online dating site for people, I believe it's over 50. It's called, what is it called? Our Time. OurTime.com. But, you know, here's the deal. You and I both started this journey, online dating. I have not been a good online dater. I will admit that. And we can talk about that. But let's talk about the part three of this. Knowing what you're getting into, knowing what other people expect. And is it really possible to find true love, Monique? Or is this just going to be another reality series like The Bachelor?
Well, I think it really depends on what you really want.
Oh, yeah. Good
point. How real you are about what you really want.
Mm.
And how ready you are for actually meeting somebody and making a commitment, if that's what happens, or meeting somebody and getting to know someone, if that's what happens. Because it's a process of identifying what is working for you as the person who's seeking.
Yeah. And were you that clear in your profile?
I wasn't my first profile, but my rewrite became a lot clearer.
Okay. All right.
And the rewrite only came after meeting somebody and liking him a lot, and then he realized that he wasn't ready to get involved.
Mm.
And seeing that, I was, which I really wasn't sure I was when I started this whole thing.
Wow. You know, that's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because there are a couple of different parts to it. Because getting involved really does mean getting involved. And let's talk about that. You know, this is not just getting up to a computer, putting in a profile, and connecting with people. Expectations are built, and hearts can be broken. And you not even know it. You know what I mean?
That's right. And our hearts can be broken if we're not clear about what we want and how much we're willing to give of ourselves and how much we're willing to allow things to unfold slowly or quickly, depending on where we're at. And it's really up to us. It's not up to the person that we're trying to seek. It's up to us making those decisions. And one of the things about the online piece that's different from, say, the speed dating or that kind of thing is that you're not meeting until you actually do physically meet. You're relating to this entity that you have all kinds of ideas about from their profile, but you're not actually meeting up with a live flesh and blood person until you actually physically meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of assumptions can be made. A lot of sort of fantasy can be acted out unconsciously about what you think or who you think that person is. And then when you physically meet somebody, you get a whole different sense of who they are, and they get a whole different sense of who you are. So being realistic about the kind of information that you get in emails, the kind of intimacy that can be built through an email relationship, just being realistic that it may not actually be the same when you physically meet someone.
How is it different? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the differences. And because I don't think sometimes we get this opinion that, oh, it's different and it's worse. And it doesn't have to be. It could be different and better.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, you might meet someone. One of my dates, the guy wasn't a very good writer. He didn't really express himself too well with words, but he was a sweetheart when I met him. No, and there were other reasons why I saw that this wasn't going to be something I wanted to get involved with. But, you know, that was a pleasant surprise. Like, if you can allow yourself to be pleasantly surprised and kind of read between the lines. That's one thing that I've done a lot of with this whole process, is reading between the lines and sensing, how do I feel within body, mind, spirit about this person as I'm corresponding with them?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I meet them, does it feel easy? Does it feel uncomfortable? Does it feel forced to have a conversation?
Right.
And that works a little bit better when you're actually physically present to them, but you know, you can do that as well through email. Because email can create a sense of false intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
It can be really friendly. You can write and rewrite an email 300 times before it sounds right, and then send it. And the person on the other end is probably doing the same thing.
What's your take on text messaging? Because email and texting are not the same.
Yeah, being a little older, I'm not that big into texting. It is much more spontaneous, and it can also be much more succinct than emailing. But you can still rewrite a text message several times. I prefer either email or speaking on the phone.
You know, this is kind of interesting because we rely so much on technology. You know, I had a couple of things happen recently which really made me acutely aware of it. I'm not going to mention my cell phone service, but I will mention that sometimes you can think you're sending a text to someone and it doesn't get there. The other thing that happens with my cell phone service, which is kind of interesting, is my messages will come in 2 days or 3 days later. Yeah, which is, from what I understand, pretty characteristic of this service, but it's kind of weird. You know, it's just a weird thing. It doesn't happen all the time. And if you rely on that, much is left to be misunderstood. What are some of the mistakes? Let me just say it differently. I could talk about myself, about the mistakes I've made in taking this online dating journey. But what are some of the, you know, things that people do that they need to be aware of, either not to do or do better?
I think one thing is taking it slowly, not hounding someone, not trying to get a first date with a whole lot of unresponded to enthusiasm, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, I really like your profile, you know, contact. You know, give the especially women working with men or trying to meet men, you know, give them some space to respond. And the same thing works on the other side. And there needs to be a little bit of space. This is where we're trying to insert dating into already extremely busy lives. That's one thing that I found out, that people that I've been meeting are extraordinarily busy, just like I am.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're really ready to meet somebody and have a relationship with them, then it's going to mean juggling the schedule and making the time for it.
Yeah. I've not been good at that. That's where I fell short.
Mm.
Yeah, because I've not been good at that. What I didn't realize about, you know, dating, online dating or dating, I don't know, whatever it is, that you have to take a look at your life. You really have to look at your life. And you have to say, okay, what am I really capable of doing or not doing? And I think in my case, what I've learned is, you know, in having a conversation with someone that's going to turn out to be more than one date, you really do have to say, this is my life.
Right.
If a transformer goes down, or if my radio network goes down and it's midnight, I'm going to have to get up and leave.
That's right.
And, you know, I love what I've discovered about this. Because you have to take risks and tell people the real deal, or it's never going to work.
Right.
And then they can
right.
decide, really, if your cell phone beeps like that, you're just going to get up and walk away? And the answer is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
At least now. And then you have to decide, well, is that fair? Or actually, in my case, don't be so codependent. Let the other person figure it out, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, that's the other piece.
Because you start to feel bad about yourself.
Right. And that's the way that this is such a good exercise in building our own self sense of self-worth and in creating, setting boundaries, getting clear about what it is that we want or don't want, and being able to communicate that much more clearly. And then knowing that, okay, if I'm going to be dating somebody and I have an emergency around my business or a family emergency, and this person has a really hard time with it and does and fights me on it, is this material for a long-term relationship?
Yeah.
And don't know. Don't think so. It can't be really challenging right from the beginning. There needs to be give and take, and there needs to be respect.
How much do you tell somebody, and when do you tell them? I mean, you know, there's a joke about don't tell your date on the first date about your ex. There's like that little joke.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't it, how did you handle this? How much did you say and how soon did you say it?
It's depended on the men that I've met. I actually did meet somebody and we've been dating for about 6 weeks now. And
wow.
It's been absolutely, totally delightful.
Nice.
And it's been a matter of comfort. So a lot of the men that I met, I just didn't feel that comfortable with, and it didn't feel like something, there was nothing to share. There was no established intimacy. There was no sense of moving forward beyond a couple of dates. And so there was no real commitment on my part to build anything. But a relationship, I'm finding building a relationship is requiring intimacy and opening up, but also listening and sharing and letting what we're creating together, which is a relationship, letting that unfold and inform us. So, I've shared some things about my past, a bit about my past, actually.
Uh-huh.
And, we're finding so many places that are common ground.
Right.
It's crazy. Really pretty crazy.
It sounds crazy, and you sound like fun, like you're even laughing about this. This is a good sign, Monique. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about how do you actually communicate? How do you tell somebody you're not interested? Do you do it via text? What do you do? What works? What doesn't work? And is it all about the personality? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'll be the one.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you looking for that special gift that will uplift, inspire, and give a heart a voice to express itself? Let our 365 messages of gratitude box, diffused in English and French, connect you daily with the essence of gratitude. Open daily a message of gratitude and gracefully move through your day. Offer this gift of gratitude to a hostess, a teacher, a mentor, an elder, or anyone who inspires you to feel gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, Monique joining me here today. Before we keep going and talking about this, and congratulations on your blossoming love life, Monique.
Thank you.
Congratulations. 6 weeks. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
It is.
Boy, I bet you can coach a lot of people about this.
I can.
Let's tell people how they can find out more about you, and then we're going to talk about expectations.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a website, www.soulworkcoaching.com, soulworkscoaching.com, and a newsletter. You can subscribe for my newsletter via my website. My email address is Coach Monique. MONIQUE at Verizon.net. And I also have a phone number in these day and age, 617-328-7113.
So
I'd love to hear from folks.
And any kind of questions that you might have about your life and about what's happening and so forth and so on, we want to make sure that you know you can chat with Monique. Okay, you know, this maze that's called online dating has so many different dimensions of it, but we learn so much about ourselves. I mean, I know that you've talked about this, and I'll say it. I learned a ton about myself during this. And I learned a ton about how to do this better. Because the last thing I think any of us want to do is hurt another person, because we haven't really had a conversation that describes our lives completely. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, we can't possibly know someone. And I've often wondered about, okay, so you kind of hit it off with somebody, but not quite, and you decide, maybe I don't want to see this person again. Well, are you risking perhaps missing something huge in your life?
Mm-hmm.
I've come to see that no, because if it's supposed to happen, it will.
Yeah.
You know, if you're supposed to meet someone and actually have a second date, third date, you know, actually go out for a few weeks or end up developing a rich relationship, then it's going to happen, regardless of whether you think it shouldn't or should. It
mm-hmm.
will happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, a large part of this is just getting very clear about what you want, and then seeing how you feel when the other person shows up.
Right.
You know, because our if we pay attention to our bodies, and this is something that I work with with my clients. Being able to be in the moment, being able to experience what's happening in your body,
yeah.
Noticing how you're feeling physically, noticing any emotions that are coming up, paying attention to some of the subtler energies that will be flowing through your body. If we can pay attention to that and then act from what feels right, what
uh-huh.
feels good, because the head can get involved, and when we bring our heads in, then we're bringing our entire history. Because most of our thoughts are shaped and formed by our history, and our ideas about what we think we want are shaped and formed by our history
mm-hmm.
and by culture and by the Cinderella complex for women.
Yeah.
So we have this idea of Prince Charming is going to show up with a list of characteristics that we want, and you know, we can go through that laundry list, but if we're not living our best life now, we're not going to attract somebody that is the best for us.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, and so far it's been my experience.
know, then there's the question of, you know, how soon is too soon? How late is too late? You know, meaning, okay, you've ended one relationship. You know, where are you with your, quote, ex relationship? How do we know when it's too soon? That's always an interesting question for online dating or dating in general. But, I had a friend of mine say that, look, she got the online dating thing because she was so tired of being alone. That didn't really mean she was over her ex at all,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
wanted to go, actually started to date somebody to realize that she had not gotten over her ex.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that just is the way that that is. That happens like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the other piece around the ex is love doesn't disappear. So
good
in
point.
My case, I was married a long time, and I still love my ex-husband.
Yep.
I love him. He's a decent man. He's got a heart of gold, and we just couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
We tried. I tried. We tried, and there were certain parts of our relationship that were just not redeemable. So we're friends. We're consciously friends, and there were times when I missed him, but that doesn't mean that I can't love someone else.
Mm.
It doesn't mean that I have a codependent relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
with my ex. I don't. So, but the love doesn't go away. And so being able to make the distinction between what's past, what am I finished with, what am I complete with, and continuing to be able to still love someone and then move on to open your heart to someone new, it can be tricky to balance that.
Right. Right.
And sometimes I think new relationships do show you what you were missing in your old one. They can, or they can show you, gee, that was really good in my old one.
Well, you know, we are comparing all the time. You know, I don't know what book it was that was written where, you know, they made this whole relationship thing sound like a mathematical formula. I can't remember which one that was, but I'm sure they're out there. But it's not. It's exactly like you described. You know, love doesn't die.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And some days, you know, I had to stop and admit, about 18 months ago, that I will always love my former partner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that was freeing when I was able to admit that. Because, you know, I spent the first 18 months trying to dislike my former partner.
Right, yeah.
That's a ridiculous thing to try to do, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because it's tough then to build a strong foundation with someone else, isn't it? But I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. I am too.
I love
this. And, you know, it comes from being honest. It comes from really being honest and truthful and then showing up real. So the more real I'm finding, the more real I can be, and this goes for all relationships, not just a romantic relationship. It goes for all relationships, and it starts with ourselves. The more real I can be with how I'm feeling, what I'm feeling, what I want, my intention, the kind of energy I give off, who I'm attracting into my life, the kinds of activities or circumstances or events that I'm finding myself involved
mm-hmm.
in. The
yeah.
more real I can be, the higher energy mm-hmm. all of those things are.
Right.
And the more real are the people that come into my life.
Right. Well, part of this is, you know, you have touched a bunch of nerves here. We had one of our listeners that missed your phone number. And
okay.
they absolutely want to get your phone number again here.
Okay. It's 617-328-7113.
One more time.
617-328-7113.
I've learned so much from you in these short three interviews. I really have. I mean, I've learned so much from hearing you, and you and I taking this journey together, and I've learned so much about myself. But the one thing that you've said today that I think is so important for all of us is we actually need to show up as real right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything about us, we need to show up as real. I got called out on my Match.com page months ago, actually, because I hadn't put up a new picture with the new color of my hair.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think to do that, right? I didn't think to do it. So what I did is I put up my Halloween picture, and there it is. You know, everybody loves it. Everybody loves, you know, But what they were saying is, oh, my gosh, why didn't you put this picture up? Because now you're, like, totally blonde. So the question then becomes, Monique, do blondes have more fun?
I've never been blonde. You'd have to answer that one for me.
Let's save that for our next show. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.